Hi guys, it's Corinne. Last night I watched Ma Rainey's Black Bottom on Netflix, which is an August based on the August Wilson play. They made it into a film. The producers involved were Denzel Washington, and it was directed by George C. Wolfe and Ruben Santiago. It is a very depressing August Wilson play. It is brilliant. And it's something you should see, even though it's kind of hard. It's not for young children. There's some violence and some hard to watch moments, including a I don't want to spoiler. I'm just letting you know there's a spoiler here. There's a stabbing scene, which had me very upset. I had to stop it at the end. But the acting is absolutely superb, and if you're a fan of Colman Domingo, and I am, but I've been following his career from the very beginning, and I saw him off Broadway and on Broadway. He's always been an excellent actor, but in this movie, he really, really, really shines. My favorite is when he played Mr. Venus in a musical on Broadway, which they actually made into a film also. And he's famous for the scene, "What's Inside is Just a Lie." I can't get that out of my head. It was so many years ago, and I still remember that. But I have to tell you, he was also great in The Butler, and he's wonderful in this movie. I was very moved by it. It's very depressing. His work is very sad, but it's really wonderful. Now, Chad Boseman, who passed away recently, is also unbelievable in this movie. Check out Ma Rainey's Black Bottom if you're over 14, 15, and can handle some serious content. It's not happy, but it is really great theater and a fantastic film. I just wanted to let you know, I have given some special. I'm not doing a regular, season this year because everything is virtual and everything is online. So I do awards sporadically for different things that really move me, and this movie has. So I'm giving it the theater award, a special theater film award for the entire ensemble in this beautiful movie. And congratulations to all involved in this film. It is depressing, but it really did move me. And shout out to Coleman, who I've adored for years. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. I also want to say Viola Davis, she is just the most amazing actress. I really adore her work, and she's wonderful in this as well. Have a great day.